This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
What is crackin', Rockaholics? Happy Thirsty Thursday. Danny V, Steve Miggs, good to see you both this morning.
Yeah.
Out of curiosity, when you were growing up, when you were coming up through school, did you bring your lunch to school or were you a school lunch kid?
I think for the most part, I brought lunch to school, but there were, like, in high school, I feel like I may have made the switch to the hot lunch.
Yeah, because we got, like, pizza day and chicken nuggets day.
I was going to say pizza, chicken nuggets, meatloaf.
Cheeseburger day.
Cheeseburger was a good one as well. How about you?
I was always a school lunch kid. My mom rarely packed me a lunch. I think I wanted the school lunch.
More importantly, why are you even asking us
this
question?
The reason I'm asking you this question is because my son, who is the world's pickiest eater, the pickiest eater I've ever encountered in my almost 41 years on this planet, has told me that starting today, he would like to do school lunch.
Oh, is he doing it?
It's insane to me because he won't eat anything. So I'm like, all right, good luck, kid.
Well, maybe the school makes better food than you do.
Honestly, maybe that's the deal.
Yeah, how we find out that Taryn Daly is a terrible cook.
Yeah, right? I mean, Brad told us.
The amount of food that we waste when I pack him a lunch, it is infuriating.
You know what's funny? Tatum wants hot lunch once a week.
And like, what is the item that, what are they, what's like the hot item for her?
Well, yesterday I think it might have been like sausage and potatoes. I'm like, well, you don't even eat meat. So she didn't eat the sausage, but she ate the potatoes, but she was so fired up. She's like, Dad, I had the hot lunch today. And I was like, well, what was it? And she listed all the stuff and like four of like the five items she didn't even eat.
But
she
potatoes.
Was fired up about those potatoes.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'll have to report back and let you guys know how it goes. I feel like it could be a complete disaster.
I feel like I don't even know if it's necessarily better tasting. I think it's just because the other kids are doing it too.
Yeah.
So I bet that's part of why Barrett wants to do it.
Maybe they're the ones that'll be responsible for turning him around and making him a less picky eater.
So do you know what the food is? Because like
today,
so they give you like a menu.
Because
we get a menu. Which sometimes they can sound like it's fancy. It's just like a list of what is it for hot lunch for the week.
I can tell you the five items Monday through Friday this week. The only thing he would have eaten that I think he would have eaten happened on Monday already, and that was chicken nuggets.
Okay.
Everything else this week. Today's cheeseburger day. There's no chance he's eating that cheeseburger.
Will you report back to us tomorrow?
I will absolutely report back to you tomorrow.
Tune in tomorrow at this time. We'll find out if Barrett ate a cheeseburger.
Let's get into the Daily Mix download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Mix download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMV is brought to you by Palos Law, and it's National Eat a Cheeseburger at School Day.
Oh.
Oddly, no, it's not.
We'll see.
It's World Typing Day, which, I mean, at this point, are we still doing that?
Yes.
I mean, I feel like I'm a pretty good typer.
No, I know we're all still typing, but I feel like we don't have typewriters anymore. Who has a typewriter?
I have not seen a typewriter in eons.
My mother, she was a typing teacher for 25 years, and she still has about five typewriters at her house.
Do they still have typing teachers?
I don't know. I think it's just called computers now. So I don't think it's like actually typing. I think you do computers and you learn how to type in the computer class. You're learning to code these days.
They have a class for hunting and pecking.
You'd be a great tutor for that one.
Oh, I do that on the side. I'm actually a professor. I teach people how to hunt and peck with their two fingers. And
beep, just, boop, beep, boop, beep,
and
boop.
Do it aggressively. This is an interesting one. Kind of interesting fact. Do you know one of the longest words that you can spell just on the top row of your keyboard?
No idea.
Typewriter. How about that?
Wow, my brain just exploded a little bit.
Just
that's
a little
amazing.
Bit. Well, Today, in today's installment of The World's Worst Driver, we have a story about something that happened here on New Year's Eve. And I was driving at night on New Year's Eve, and it sucked. Obviously, there are a lot of people who are drinking and driving. A lot of people are just weaving in and out of traffic. Other people that decide to do 30 miles per hour in the fast lane, which is always awesome. But apparently, there was also somebody doing 156 miles per hour on I-5 right around 11 o'clock at night on New Year's Eve. The crazy part is the car had no lights on.
That is insanity.
And if you happen, maybe you didn't even go out, but you watched the New Year's at the Needle show, you realize
it was very foggy.
It was super foggy. Couldn't see much. It was so foggy, this car disappeared and vanished in the fog and has never been found.
Are we sure it wasn't a ghost car?
I don't know, but I think it's coming out on Netflix, a documentary about the car that was never found.
So wild.
That's just crazy.
There's a winter storm that's moving through western Washington, and up to 18 inches of snow could be falling in the Cascades with wind gusts up to 35 miles per hour. And they're putting this winter storm warning in effect through 4 p.m. today for several counties. If you're doing any mountain pass travel, that could be very difficult, maybe even impossible. But lowland areas like Seattle and Bellingham, we're just mostly going to see some rain and some winds, little to no snow accumulation. But I think I saw that up at Stevens Pass, they got 21 inches of snow in 24 hours.
And how was it in Bellingham? I know yesterday you mentioned that it was snowing.
Just a dusting.
Just a dusting?
Nothing exciting. You couldn't even make a snowball.
Seattle Kraken, they'll make a snowball on the ice tonight. That's a terrible transition, but they're playing at Climate Pledge Arena, taking on the Minnesota Wild. And speaking of hockey, our PWHL team, the Pro Women's Hockey League, the Seattle Torrent, lost to the Boston Fleet last night, 2-1. And shout out to the Fleet, proving that the Torrent is not the worst name in the PWHL. The Boston Fleet?
Yeah.
Let's go, Fleet.
I want to know what their mascot is. Is it a ship?
I don't know. There's a giant foot. It missed the memo. There's an L in there. Hey, as far as weather, hitting a high of 43 degrees. It's going to be a cloudy day today. That is the DMD, and that's what's up.
The Daily Mix Show.
We do this very chaotic thing called Live Night once a year, where we get to perform our show. The men's room perform their show. And it's all live in front of an audience, Steve.
What is your favorite part about Live Night?
Ooh, that's a really good question. You know, the Barbershop Quartet is always a highlight for me that the men's room brings in to be part of their show. And I'm hoping that they come back because they're a blast.
My favorite part, the screw-ups and the chaos that happens. And also hanging out with all the rock hall.
It's such a blast. If you want to be there at Snoqualmie Casino on Friday, February 13th, grab those tickets at KISW.com. Some very exciting news to share. Tomorrow at this time, Abe Lucas from our Seattle Seahawks, also proud Washington State University Cougar alumni.
Something good that came out of Washington State University.
You know it.
That's not Tara Daly.
Go Hawks. He's going to be joining us at 6:20. So set a little reminder for yourself.
Oh, Blue Friday. Even though they're not playing this weekend, we can still celebrate with Abe Lucas.
Oh, hell yes. Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban are officially headed for Splitsville. They are divorcing after 19 years of marriage, and this is Entertainment Tonight reporting on it.
Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban's nearly 20-year marriage is officially over.
No!
I didn't even know.
What is happening?
So sad.
The star is getting the sign-off from a judge on Tuesday, more than 3 months after she filed for divorce, citing irreconcilable differences. Let's take a look.
I wish I would say something more than just that.
Like, what are those differences?
Like, good on them for taking the high road, but give it a few months. Maybe we'll find out why they were so irreconcilable.
Let's take a look at the final settlement obtained by E.T. when it comes to their money.
Okay, Entertainment Tonight. For a second, I was like, wait, the extraterrestrial?
Phone home?
Yeah, I was like, hey, Elliot.
When it comes to their money, their possessions, cars, even airline points, each get to keep what's theirs.
That's interesting. I never would you ever even think of, I guess that makes sense if you have like a lot of airline points. I mean, I imagine like divorce lawyers have to figure that out. I would have never thought of airline points being something you have to negotiate.
I've never had enough to be concerned about it.
That's same. I don't have any points.
They'll pay their own legal fees. Property seems to be split based on the terms of a prenup. No alimony or child support, but what about child custody?
When kids are teenagers, they often have a say in how they want to split their time.
17-year-old Sunday Rose and 15-year-old Faith Margaret will spend 306 days a year with mom and every other weekend or 59 days with dad.
translated. We don't like that very much.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding.
I read all sorts of different things, though, about, like, that they had some deal about his sobriety. Did you ever see that?
No, I know. I never keep up on any celebrity. I didn't even know they were married until today.
She was basically, for every year that he stayed sober, there was a dollar amount or something. I don't know. It's a wild, wild situation with those two.
Well, it's just interesting. Like, I mean, I guess, maybe because he tours also. Maybe that's why, like, the amount of days is that big of a difference.
Yeah.
But 19 years. It always fascinates me when somebody gets divorced after, I would even say after 10 years. Like,
and
obviously for, like, serious stuff, I get it. But, like, when, like, you hear, like, irreconcilable differences, I'm, like, always wondering, like, well, what are they? Like, after 19 years, you couldn't figure out how to make them...
No. Conciliable.
I don't know if that's even a term.
I mean, I know.
I've never been divorced. I've had relationships that went like many years. I broke up, whatever. But I've never been divorced. Both of you have.
Yes. Yeah.
Can I put you guys on the spot then? Like, okay, how long were you married?
Like 4.5 years.
And why did you get divorced?
You know,
was it irreconcilable?
It was irreconcilable differences. No, we just grew apart.
After
4.5 years.
That's fast.
We were college sweethearts. Didn't make it into the real world, you know?
Sometimes if you get married young, some people grow up quicker than others.
And some people get married young and it works out great. It just did not in our case.
Okay.
See, well, and then at that point, I also have the question, as you said you were married for 4 years, but how long were you together?
Like maybe 7 years.
Yeah.
Oh. Danny, so what about you,
7 years total, yes. Including the marriage. Not 7 years and then you got married.
No.
Yeah, you wouldn't be that old.
I'm very young. Yeah. Danny, what about you? How long were you married? And how long were you together, I guess, altogether?
We were together for 11 years, and then we were married for 4 years.
So high school sweethearts?
High school sweethearts. Mm-hmm. Then we were married for 4 years. And really, like, I was checked out probably about 2 years into that.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'll put you on the spot, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to. When you were at the altar and saying, I do, or wherever you got married, were you in the back of your head going, I'm not really sure if I do.
For sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Were you being pressured to get married?
Yes. I mean, in my opinion, yes.
By her or by outside people?
No, by her.
Okay.
I mean, it was very much, and granted, like, you know, I look back on it now, and it was more of the question, or more of just being like, hey, like, we need to have a serious conversation if we're not going to get engaged. And that scared me at the time of like, oh, I'm going to lose my relationship if we do not get engaged and get married. So I felt pressured. Whether she actually put that on me or not was me. And then after that,
in there too, self-imposed pressure is really a bitch.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, like sometimes you're like when you talk to the person, you're just like, no, I didn't care. I'm like, why did I do this to me?
Oh, yeah.
And then during the marriage, at that point, I was just like, everything that I was doing in the relationship, I was like, I should not be in this relationship. And from cheating to just, you know, not.
I was about to joke and say banging other people, but you did the joke for me.
Yeah, not checking in as much as I. And I was like, I'm just not in this relationship anymore. I'm not happy.
You guys have to have like a sit down? Was there like a straw that broke the camel's back, or like how did that? What was the point where you're just like, we are getting divorced?
Oh, I mean, it was me being like, hey, I want out of this marriage. And she was like, well, let's go to couples counseling. We went to couples counseling for like 3-4 months, and they were like, to the point where the therapist was like, you guys should get divorced. And we were like, and I was like, yeah. And then she was like, no, that's
not. I'm picturing Danny and the couples counseling on his Facebook changing his relationship status as they said that.
It's complicated.
It was already changed.
What about you? Was there a straw that broke the camel's back?
You know,
was it like that moment where, did you say we're getting divorced or did he say?
I mean, I had attempted to get us to go to couples therapy and it didn't work. So
I just
started going to
the same therapist as Danny's.
Yeah. I went to therapy on my own, kind of found my own way, and then said, you know, I'm moving out. And then he said, I'll go to therapy. And I said, too late for that. So that was kind of the straw that broke the camel's back. Yeah. But sometimes it just doesn't work out.
Well, clearly.
Sometimes it's 19 years. Sometimes it's 4 and a half.
I was just fascinated. I always get fascinated when someone like your relationships were not like super, super long. They were long.
Yeah.
Yeah.
19 years. That just seems like that's just so like, whoa.
It's a huge chunk of your life.
Right. Like at that point, it's just like, well, we've been in for this long. Might as well just go till we die.
Yeah.
But that's probably not the right mindset.
No.
I would be a terrible couples person.
You're really proving that right now.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Calling all divorcees. If you have ever been divorced, call in now. 206-803-ROCK. If you were ever married once and got divorced, call 206-803-ROCK. And we will take your calls after Puddle of Mud.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you were once married and you ended up getting a divorce, we want to chat with you about it. So call 206-803-ROCK. Steve Miggs, we have a listener on hold whose divorce stemmed from someone dropping acid on the wedding night.
Oh, is that frowned upon?
Apparently so.
Wow.
We're going to get the story in just a moment, but first we've got Tom from Olympia. Tom, tell us your divorce story.
Well, I've been divorced twice. The first time I got divorced was after 12 years, and she was just a bitch. She wanted to control everything that I had, that I did. You know, like if I took the day off from work and I turned the heat up while I was at home, she would remotely turn that heat off on me.
Just no.
Miserable person. I mean, she was just. Oh, she was, in my opinion, a very horrible person.
So what was the, I mean, because you said, like, 12 years you're dealing with this person just being way too much for you, but there had to be that moment where you're like, this is it, I'm done, I can't do this anymore.
There was one night that I was just, I can't remember the details, it's been a while, but I'd been planning it for, like, a year, and pretty much everybody I knew that on January 2nd, I was going to break the news to her.
Happy
and
New
so
Year.
January 2nd of 2017, after our kids went to bed, we were sitting on the couch, and I said, so we're getting a divorce. And she was very shocked. She was like, I thought you'd never leave me. Yeah, well, you're wrong.
And now you control your own thermostat.
Yeah, definitely. My thermostat, but my girlfriend, who is my second ex-wife, she gets to control the thermostat at her house for the most part.
Wait.
But I get to control it at my house.
So you said you got married again, and then you got divorced again, but now she's your girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm on my way home from her house right now.
Why did you guys get divorced?
Just the dynamic didn't work. She had her grandson. I had my daughters half of the time. My daughters didn't really like me, so they definitely didn't like her. And it was just chaos all the time. So, and my kids basically said, you know, we're never going to talk to you again if you don't divorce her. And so it was the right move. So I divorced her, and then I just kept pursuing her anyway.
How long, was there any break between that, or like, was it after a few months, you're like, man, I missed that?
Probably maybe 6 months.
Okay. Well, Tom, I mean, it sounds like you're living a very non-boring life.
I love Tom. Lorraine in Bothell, tell us about the reason you got divorced.
First of all, he never really proposed. We got drunk one night at a friend's housewarming party. The friends at the house we were at said, hey, guess what? We're getting married. And I went, the groom-to-be turns around and goes, what, we are? And then I went out on the balcony to talk to my boyfriend, soon-to-be husband, and said, hey, they're getting married. You want to get married, too? And he's like, okay. And anyway, so the wedding took place. It was on the Virginia 5 boat in Seattle. And a lot of people hadn't been on boats before, and so they were puking in the bathroom. And after the wedding, I went home to take a nap, woke up, he was gone, and this is before, you know, cell phones. So I'm wandering around Seattle going, hey, have you seen, his name was Lance, have you seen him? They're like, no, he went to this bar over here. Then I went to that bar, and I just couldn't find him all night. And so I ended up sleeping with my maid of honor and in the same bed, not...
Oh. Right, yeah, yeah. Like, wow, I'm about to click on this thumbnail.
Yeah, so anyway... The next morning, I wake up, he's still not there, and I'm like, where the hell is he? And so, anyway, probably about 10:30, 11 o'clock, he shows up. And, of course, I'm like, where have you been?
Husband.
And he goes, oh, well, me and Mike, who is his best man, and his brother, he goes, we just got, you know, we got drunk, we were out on Alki, and we just lost track of time. And then... At the time, my sister-in-law, who was breastfeeding, she goes, yeah, I can't believe those guys. They're out all night, and I was leaking everywhere. And we went back home for Christmas, and at Christmas time, the sister-in-law brings up our wedding night again, and she goes, yeah, well, Lance, Bobby, and Mike were all tripping on acid, and that's when I went, what? And I said, at what point were you going to tell me this? I slept with my maid of honor. You mean to tell me that dropping acid was a better alternative than to consummating, you know, your marriage with your wife? So that's when I realized we were done.
This is fair. Yeah, I can't think of, like, I don't think consummating anything is going to work when you're on hallucinogenics.
No!
The Daily Migs Show.
Do you think that you could take down Steve Miggs in the new year? He only has 4 wins so far.
Aye.
2 losses and 3 ties. You have more combined losses and ties than you have wins right now, Steve. Wow. Call 206-803-ROCK if you would like to play Beat Miggs at 650.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.